Almost no industry has been as hard hit by this pandemic as airlines. Globally, we're taking only about a quarter of the flights we used to. Greenhouse gas emissions from flying are expected to be down nearly 40% this year. How quickly we get on planes again and how different the industry looks once we do, that'll have big implications on climate change. That's what we're talking about in this week's Climate Solutions segment, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
The world's environment producer, Anna Kussmer, is with me to discuss the future of flying. So in the short term, Anna, it seems like the biggest question surrounding airline emissions is when we'll start flying again. So when does flying start to look like it used to?
That's partly up to us, Marco, and when we feel safe getting on planes again. The consumer psyche is really hard to predict, as you can imagine, and it's hard to know how quickly the industry will rebound because of that. We asked you, our listeners, what you thought about getting on a plane, and we got a lot of this kind of answer.
The planes, with its various germ-gathering possibilities, probably my least preferred method of travel, aside from a cruise ship.
That was Attila Gapadak, who listens to us on WVTS in Roanoke, Virginia. He told us he's going to look into train travel instead. Besides the safety and health stuff, another question is whether things that we used to fly to will happen more often virtually, since we're all on Zoom these days. Will Jasper in Washington State told us he expects that to happen to him.
Work-related travel is likely to reduce with the wider acceptance of video conferencing tools for meetings and conferences, things like that.
There are so many variables that will impact how much we fly around, and airlines are trying to kind of game out all those different scenarios.
We have heard that some airlines are leaving middle seats empty for social distancing. I've also heard that Australian airline Qantas threatening that fares would jump ninefold if they had to observe social distancing. That kind of price hike would seriously impact demand, I'm guessing.
Right. So these are all questions about how the shocks of the pandemic will impact demand. In the short term, it's all about when people decide to get back on planes. But in the long term, airlines are going to need government bailouts to survive. And the question is, how can these bailouts be used to push for more sustainability in the industry?
Yes. So that kind of scheme, tying bailout money to emissions reduction, is that an idea that's getting traction anywhere?
Yes, especially in France. Here's Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire announcing a $7.5 billion package to bail out Air France.
Je veux redire que ce soutien à Air France n'est pas un chèque en blanc.
He says it's not a blank check. It has conditions. The airline must reduce its emissions by around half by 2030 and develop alternative sources of fuel for its planes. Also, we heard UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson talking about how he wants to look at how to keep emissions down as well.
I don't want us going back to an era of the same type of emissions as we've had in the past.
The Austrian government minister said state aid for the airlines should support cutting their emissions as well. So it's a bit of a trend, particularly in Europe, that we're hearing more leaders talking about this.
Yeah, what's the reaction been from the industry?
The CEO of Airbus is asking the French government to use stimulus money to support their efforts to develop more environmentally friendly planes. However, more broadly, airlines are lobbying governments to put a hold on carbon taxes that they normally have to pay because the industry is suffering so much.
I mean, it seems all well and good to set ambitious targets, but if airlines are taking such a financial hit right now, how are they supposed to meet those targets?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's been this sort of race to the bottom in the airlines industry, cutting costs and amenities, and essentially squishing as many people into the planes as possible. Susanna Beckin is a professor of sustainable tourism at Griffith University in Australia, and she says this trend has come at the cost of sustainability efforts as well as comfort.
You could argue the aviation market is highly inflated. There's probably too much seat capacity that can only be filled by making tickets really cheap, and that doesn't leave any margin for innovation and future-proofing. Now in the crisis, it is revealed it's just not sustainable.
So Becken says because airlines may not be able to pack their flights and grow at the same rate that that former business model requires, the pandemic could end this sort of race to the bottom that we've been seeing. And the bailout money could be used to encourage airlines to retire older, less efficient planes. Dan Rutherford, the aviation director at the International Council on Green Transportation in San Jose, California, says the bailout money could kickstart big, ambitious innovation for more efficient engines and planes.
An Apollo-style research and development program to develop advanced aircraft engines and low-carbon fuels that we'll need over the long run.
So basically, it's time for thinking outside of the big metal box. There's definitely more bailouts coming from governments, and we'll see soon what they look like and whether or not sustainability is part of them.
Anna Kussmer, environment producer for The World. Thank you.
You bet.